You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to View from the Top Rope, where we discuss anything and everything about this wild and wacky world. From the safety of my own treehouse, and by mine, I mean Zeus's. I am Chad, coming to you from the aforementioned Zeus's treehouse. And before I introduce my co-host, we have to play everyone's favorite game show, What's the Password? All right, Contestant Omega, what is this week's password?
The only coronavirus I'm going to get is vomiting from drinking too much gross Corona.
That is a good one. And Zeus would definitely vomit from Corona if he drank it. So, judges. Thank you, judges, for not being dicks this week and letting me finish my stupid little blurb first. But that was a correct answer. I'll introduce my co-host. He's to my left. It's Diesel.
I'm here. I'm not dying like everyone else, I guess, in the world. But
I mean, we're all technically dying.
I mean,
every second you're alive, you're dying.
That's very true, but I'm not, like, ill. That's, otherwise, besides that.
I mean, I'm totally ill, but in the cool way, you know?
That's how you know you're not cool.
But that's how I know I am actually the coolest. All right, let's go into our first segment. How's your week been, buddy?
I can't even remember what I did this weekend.
I put the calendar up if the days help you.
No. Not really. This past weekend, it's a blur. I finished Hunters. Liked it. Satisfying ending to the season.
Yeah.
And I believe, like, without giving away any spoilers, I believe that this could be a natural ending point and they just could do it as a miniseries. Yeah. Or they could keep going. So either way, it's good with me. Like, if they have another season, I'll watch it. If it ends right here, I'm fine with it. What else did I do this weekend? Don't remember. Oh, yeah, I started watching another show. A show that Chad likes a lot. That he hasn't watched in a while, but
are you sure I haven't watched it in a while? I rewatch a lot of things.
I'm pretty sure it's been a while since you watched the show. I can't think of what it's called. The Strain.
Oh, I do love The Strain, and I have not watched that show in a long while.
I started watching that. I think I watched the first four, maybe five episodes. I can't remember. But that one's going to be, like, put off on hold until I get back on my trip, just because, like, when are we going to find the time? This week's been super busy with preparing for the trip and work and all that kind of stuff. So
how's the new job going? I'm sure the High Flyers would love to know.
New job is going pretty good. Pretty good. We did a review of our timesheets today, and I made minimal mistakes, surprisingly.
Hey-o!
And they're just stupid mistakes, like putting stuff on the wrong day on my worksheet and stuff like that. But everybody does that. But, I mean, it's only my second week, so maybe one day I won't do that anymore. I doubt it, because I am what they like to call an F-up.
Ayo.
A fup.
A fup. That sounds really close to the actual word, but he did not say it, folks.
Man, I don't recall what. Oh, yeah! There was something I did on Monday. We went to the Malt House. On East Washington Avenue.
Yeah, you went and saw a concert. You texted me about it.
It wasn't technically a concert. It was this local Irish band called The Kissers and some other, like, local Irish musicians.
Magicians?
I always say magicians first. I don't know why. It's my Barney Stinson in me, I think.
I would love to see some local Irish magicians.
That would be pretty cool. Pulling some whiskey out of their hat instead of rabbits.
Yeah, dude. Shots for everybody. Just magical.
But
they turn water into whiskey.
It was pretty fun. Like, have you ever been to the Mall House?
Yeah, I've been to the Mall House.
It's not a very big bar.
No, it's very
and
tiny.
And so, like, they just sat around this table in the bar area. I mean, the whole bars bar area, but like right in the middle, sat in this table, and like that a couple guys with like hand drums, and one guy with acoustic guitar, one guy with a little like bagpipe thingy, flute thingy, and
Diesel's knowledge of musical instruments knows no bounds.
Well, I mean, this is some Irish instrument that I don't even know what it's called. We looked it up. It's some kind of pipe. It starts with a U, like a Ulillan pipe or something like that. Something like that. I don't know.
I know a lot about pipes.
But it was pretty cool. I tried some... wait. Kabocha? No. That's the word.
I don't know.
I texted it to you.
I don't remember reading it.
I asked you if you ever tried it before.
Oh, the beer you asked me? Isn't it Kronbacher?
No, I'll look it up. It's, I can't think of the word right now.
I don't know, because it's the beer, the cider that you tried. I do remember you asked me about this. I thought it was some kind of food you were trying, but yes, I do remember you asking me this, and no, I've never had it. Kombucha.
Kombucha cider. It was actually made by the Ale Asylum, and
I just don't like ciders.
It was a good cider, though. It wasn't, like, sweet, but it wasn't super dry. I don't know. It was pretty good. Then I also got a cream soda Sprecher's variety, because I wanted a cream soda and it was on the menu. It was delicious.
Yeah, I used to work at Sprecher's. I still don't like cream soda.
It was delicious. Other than that, I didn't really do much last night. I did watch Raw, but I didn't really like it very much.
Really?
No. In fact, I like felt like I wasted my night.
Man, you've been really... And you didn't watch Elimination Chamber either.
And I'm not mad about it either.
See, I enjoyed Elimination Chamber. And Raw, I also thought, was decent. Everything for the WWE lately has just been decent. Or solid.
Well, I mean, the last thing that happened on Raw... Like, the last thing that happens, like, usually is, like... lasting like taste of the show, and they did one of my least favorite things, and it's WWE typical, where like they start out a singles match, let's do an 8-man tag. It's like, well, check in, write the F out. I don't give a damn anymore. I don't even care if the match was decent. Plus it's the same people that have been facing each other for the last 3 months. It's just like, do something different. Like Aleister Black versus Seth Rollins was something different. They should have ended the show on that note, even with Aleister Black getting beat down and Kevin Owens coming out to save him or something. But like, I hate when they just give me an 8-man tag that they like promote all night long rather than, oh, let's do this spontaneous one because you guys are stupid and you'll think that this actually just happened right now. Wow. That's how I feel about it.
Damn. Diesel is annoyed.
Very.
All right. But yeah, so my thoughts on Raw, I guess I'll just give it, for how that 8-man tag was good. It was a good match. It does the holla holla, let's make this a tag team match playa stuff is quite annoying. But in the same regard, I liked how Raw ended with Seth Rollins basically, you know, sacrificing Kevin Owens in front of his followers.
The only cool thing about that part was the way, I'm still calling him Buddy because he's Buddy Murphy, took the stunner.
It's Murphy. No, there's no Buddy anymore.
I don't give a damn.
Jeez, so angry.
And they took away the Apollo. I still call him Apollo Crews. And guess what? They brought it back because I kept on calling him Apollo Crews.
And we know Vince McMahon listens to this podcast.
But the way Buddy Murphy took that stunner, he did the backflip. That was pretty cool.
It was great. I mean, I enjoyed Raw. Plus, I liked AJ Styles' promo on The Undertaker.
It's the same promo they do every year at WrestleMania. Mark. Call him Mark by his real name. Like, oh, he's really a character.
Mark Calloway. You
guys are stupid for believing that he was a real dead man.
Yeah, he's not actually a zombie, folks. Sorry to burst your bubble. But all right, on to my actual week, what I did with it. I did watch Elimination Chamber, and I enjoyed it. Besides that, let's see. I just did my normal working stuff. Thursday and Friday and Saturday. Then Allison and I watched a whole bunch of CSI. And I still, at this point, we still have like 80 episodes left to go. And we have, you know how long, you've been listening to this podcast, folks, that I have been rewatching CSI. And when we sit down to watch CSI, we usually watch at least 5 to 6 episodes at a time. At least. And we still have 80 episodes to go. Ted Danson was the freaking guy in charge for like 4 seasons. It's insane.
Yeah, it is pretty insane.
I mean, Ted Danson has close to as much time as Grissom does as the, you know, not even close. That was a total stupid statement. I'm sorry, folks. Didn't mean to make that. but yeah, so we watched some CSI this weekend. Cooked some food. What did I cook this weekend? I don't know. All right, so the real story that I want to get to is last night I made dinner. We had appetizers. And I did, you know, my, you know, bread that I made for the Super Bowl. And you're all a bunch of idiots and made me make when I was very intoxicated. And you all just started chanting bread.
Hey, I still blame Allison for that.
I still blame you're all idiots. And I was
Allison's the one who brought it up, okay? Yeah,
it's true.
And then Eric's the one who started the chant.
Yeah, I know. Then you all started chanting.
Well, I was pretty drunk that night, too, if you don't recall.
I do recall. But so I made that.
I'm telling Sean to stop feeding me drinks, but he would not listen.
So I made my bread, and then I also made meatballs, which were absolutely fantastic. Probably one of the best meatballs I've ever made. But then, after that, we watched the Bachelor finale, because Allison loves that. Not my choice. But damn if that show isn't just ridiculous. And if you do watch The Bachelor, Barb, you're a bitch. And I'll say it right off the bat. That woman, or The Bachelor's mom, was just a straight up bitch the whole time. Couldn't believe it. But the real story of last night, I was not drinking at all. And guess what, Diesel?
You threw up.
Nope. I once again fell down my stairs.
How did you do that?
Diesel, I don't honestly know. So,
which one? These stairs?
Yeah, my stairs from, I have a lofted treehouse, as you know, high flyers. And I was upstairs talking to Allison, and I was bringing Zeus down to go for a walk. And at least this time, I didn't fall down all the stairs. I only fell down like six. But it felt like I honestly, someone has a voodoo doll of me. Because I was walking down the stairs normally. And I shit you not, Diesel, my foot was on the carpet. I could feel the carpet under my foot. And then suddenly, I was just like in the air, falling. And I landed right on my kidney. And I'll show you, Diesel. Got myself.
God damn.
Yeah. Got myself a nice little burn. It's going to turn a rug burn.
God.
Yeah, it's going to turn into a serious, serious bruise. I actually thought I would be peeing blood today because I hit my kidney so hard. But I didn't. So
that thing is super red.
Yeah, it doesn't feel great. And the reason I bring this up on the podcast is so there is public record, because after this happened again, Allison said, if you die on those stairs, they're going to think I pushed you down them. So I need public record to state that you just fall down these stairs a lot.
Once again, like the last time, there is no proof by you just saying this.
She didn't push me down the stairs.
This is like battered husband, like disease or whatnot.
Stockholm syndrome. Like I'm just, yeah. Well, that's actually when you're kidnapped. Maybe I'm kidnapped. Maybe that's what it is. And then she's just throwing me down the stairs.
See, what everyone doesn't know, because this is just an audio podcast, Allison, you're just like staring him down right now.
Yeah, she's at the top of the loft just staring daggers. No, she's not even here right now. Don't make those claims like that. But yeah, so that's really the tale of my week. I'm sure there was other things that happened since the last podcast, but last night I once again fell down my damn stairs, and it hurts a lot.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me. And you know me, I'm a very, like, I don't want to say agile, but I'm a pretty balanced person. I don't fall usually. You've known me for a very long time.
Yeah, I saw you backflip over, like, porch railing one time.
Yeah, when the railing broke, and I literally did a backflip to save myself.
In the bushes. It was pretty awesome, actually.
It was one of the coolest things you probably ever saw. And I've also been the Flash and jumped into a car that was reversing down a driveway.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome as well. I was in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
No one was in the driver's seat.
No one was in the driver's seat. And yeah, that also happened, folks. So I'm a very, I will say, agile person. And I don't know why I keep falling down these mother effing stairs. It hurts. Okay, but that's how my week's been. Let's move on to our second segment, which is T-shirt time. Diesel, what you rocking this week?
Once again, I'm wearing adult clothing because I just didn't bring anything to change into. Came straight from work. So I'm wearing this nice plaid pattern with some blue and some green. And it's buttoned down. Because I learned the difference between a button down and a button up. Do you know the difference?
I guess not.
A button down is a shirt that has buttons on the lapel.
Oh.
A button up is one that does not. Yeah, because you button down the lapel.
I get that. I did not know that, I guess.
Yeah, you just learned something.
I learn something new every day.
So I'm wearing a button-down shirt, and but the real story is the socks that I'm wearing. Saved them. I could have worn them yesterday.
Sock time.
It was Super Mario Day, but decided to sacrifice wearing them on Super Mario Day. I wear them today. I'm wearing my Mario socks. They're pretty cool. They're like the Nintendo version, the NES version Mario. And he's jumping and trying to get those green mushrooms. Get free life.
They are some pretty darn cool socks.
Light blue and yellow, Brewers colors as well.
I noticed them right away when you like walked into the treehouse. But yeah, this week I am rocking a new t-shirt I got. And it's actually a t-shirt of a friend of mine who is started his own like business. It's called Dream Day Entertainment. And started by my trivia host, Brendan, who's a really cool guy, and also wrestling fans. If you were at, I think it was StarCast 2 or 3, can't remember exactly which one, but he was the DJ who opened for the after party where Scarlett Bordeaux sang. So, yeah, he was there. Really awesome dude. Yeah, and he started up his own company. You can check it out. It's at www.dreamdayentertainment.com. And he's doing, like, weddings, like they DJ weddings and all that kind of cool stuff.
Sounds like Entertainment 720.
Yeah, but better and a real company that's actually making money and does things.
As far as you know.
Ah, no, man. He's hosting Corey's wedding.
As far as you know.
Oh, you're such a weirdo.
You gotta bleep out his last name now.
I don't.
No, you should.
Yeah, probably should.
It's a stupid tattoo and...
Yeah. Now I have to bleep out his name. Damn it, Diesel. Now you made it, so I have to. Okay. Yeah, but check out dreamdayentertainment.com. Seriously, if you're in the Midwest area, Brendan will come and host your wedding. Be the great best DJ you could ever hope for. He is a great guy. That's why I'm wearing the shirt. Plus, he is a huge wrestling fan. And he'll be at AEW when they come to Milwaukee.
And so will we.
And so will we. But that will wrap up T-shirt time. Let's keep on going. Next, it is time for all of the happenings and goings-ons for all of your favorite podcasts. From everything from pro wrestling to podcasting itself to video games to UFC and everything in between. It's time for Visionaries Wrestling Network News. All right, and as always, Diesel, kick us off with the news.
I'm an adult. That was the first thing that popped up on my Twitter, so...
Because I'm an adult.
Starting out with Magnificent Matt Willis at the Mad Attack UK on Twitter. The results for the Mad Attack Prediction Show for Elimination Chamber are now in, with Conrad coming out on top over special guest Melissa and Matt. I guess Matt's a special guest as well.
Matt's his own special guest? That's very conceited, Matt.
The Magnificent One will be looking to bounce back at the granddaddy of them all, WrestleMania, which will mark the 2-year anniversary of the Matt Attack. It's sure to be magnificent.
Wow. Great work on the wordplay, buddy.
I can't believe it's been 2 years.
We're about to be 2 years on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. That anniversary is less than a month away.
Yeah, it's also WrestleMania week.
Correct.
Wow. Where does the time go?
Off into the wind, buddy. Off into the wind.
Game Junkies will return this weekend with Matt and Alex doing a thorough review on one of their favorite games they've tested at EGX last October. Death Trap Dungeon. Listen in this weekend to hear their honest opinions. Chad, you'd love it.
Hey, we will see. I probably won't love your opinions. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Or am I?
Also, keep your eyes open, as although Enter the Gossip has closed its doors, there may be a new show coming from Mad Attack Productions very, very soon.
Of course there is, folks. Of course there is.
All right, moving on to Meg's Three Pods at Dash Kirkby. Five rounds, Fight Night 170 hails from Brazil with a Brazilian heavy card, including...
I'm very excited for this. I was going to make a bad, like, Brazilian wax job joke, but then I decided, nah, I'll just let him read the names.
Damian Maia.
Maia.
Renato Moicano.
Moicano, like Brian Boitano.
Johnny Walker.
Johnny Walker, like the Scotch.
And Francisco Trinaldo.
Trinaldo. He's better than Ronaldo because there's tri of them.
That's true. While we watch, Wrestling Reverb star and blogger extraordinaire Kevin Carroll shares his love of all things graps, his content creation, and appreciation for those who inspire him.
Hey, always love the Why We Watch podcast.
And last but not least, for my news at least, this week, or I should say what it is, it's banned from ringside.
That is true.
This week, the boys recapped the Elimination Chamber card, Edge returns, and this week's Wednesday Night Wars analysis. Be sure to listen to them every Friday on Visionaries Wrestling Network, and listen, share, subscribe, repeat.
All right, time for my portion of the news. I will start with the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. Episode 81 will come out on Friday with a look at the good, bad, and unsure moments in wrestling from both sides of the Atlantic. For the MGB Wrestling Podcast, MGB dropped two episodes last week, a long overdue review of Primetime Wrestling and of UEW Boiling Point. On Monday, the review of Fight Club from DC will also drop. Expect a review of Primetime Pro Wrestling's Butcher vs. Gore in the near future, too. For my podcast, I have recorded another episode, and I'm going to drop the first three episodes this coming Monday. Diesel, text me on Sunday night and yell at me and make sure I do it, and then text me on Monday morning, tell me to do it again. Because at this point, I'm now just tinkering, and I'm not going to stop unless I just need to drop them.
Well, I'm on vacation, so I don't know if I'll be able to do that.
Well, we will try, folks. We will try.
We have to leave really early on Monday morning, so I don't know. We're going to bed early.
Those are final thoughts things, Diesel. Don't talk about that now. This is the news.
You brought it up.
Shut up, Diesel. But I did actually plan out five people that I can do for the first five episodes of So You're So Smart. And I think I have a schedule for that, and I just got to work on those questions. So that's good news on that one. For the Midwest Wrestling Roundup, whoosh, we got ICW Milwaukee this Sunday at the world-famous La Pica Lounge. And we also have Frozen Tundra Wrestling this coming Saturday in Rubicon at the Ranch Grub and Pub. Do we have any view from the top rope news, Diesel?
No.
We never really do. We got to get on that. We should get really, like, make our own news segment. We run this news segment. We should have our own news.
Maybe. But, I mean, we're recording the podcast right now, so technically this whole episode is our news.
Yeah, sort of. In a weird sort of way. Okay. But that's all the news that's fit to print. Don't worry, Channing. That one is definitely for free because I just decided I didn't want to do all the hashtags and everything like that. Because we're going to keep cracking on. If you want all the hashtags and all that fun stuff, make sure you tune in till the end of the episode. You'll get all those links and such. Okay, time to move on to our next segment. This is where we answer all of your amazing questions about anything and everything from this wild and wacky world that we live in. And it gets more wild and wacky every day. So, let's get to those questions. I gotta say those magic words, and they are, boys, hit the music.
Questions, 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 we answer all your questions.
Questions, questions, questions by High Flyers. We answer all your questions, questions, questions. Questions, questions, questions by High Flyers.
As the song just told you, it's time for the Mystery Brainbuster of the Week. And as always, I will kick the show off with my deep and introspective question. Diesel, this week's question is, you are granted the powers of teleportation for 12 hours. What do you do with your powers?
Pretend I'm a Power Ranger.
What?
They do.
They okay, so they teleport about, yeah, but...
I would make my watch do 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 do, and then I'd be like, oh no, putties, teleport away.
But you wouldn't be able to actually transform into a power kit. Alright.
But it'd be really cool, like, when I do that, people are like, what is he doing?
So you do this for 12 hours? This is your plan?
Yes, I would.
Alright, man. Cool. I guess. Cool. I would rob banks, for sure. I only had the power for 12 hours. Rob the shit out of all the banks I could. I get all the money. All the things. Wear a mask, gloves. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't be able to do anything. All right. We're going to move on because I just don't know where to... Diesel's freaking answer just completely made my brain hurt. Okay, we're going to start this week. Let's go with our actual High Flyers. This week, we're going to start with the Why We Watch Pod. Who was at Why We Watch Pod? And the question... Oh, that was last week's question. We'll still start with the Why We Watch Pod. I just got to find their question from this week. Let's see. It is, whose stock rose the most after Elimination Chamber?
Didn't watch it, so everyone's on the same level to me. I know that the match between Daniel Bryan and Drew Gulak was good.
It was great. I really enjoyed that match.
But, I guess Drew Gulak?
Yeah, Drew Gulak's a good answer. I wouldn't argue against that. It has to be, honestly, Shayna Baszler. I know a lot of people are bitching about it, but she is the first person to ever eliminate every other person in the Elimination Chamber. She got all five eliminations. That's never happened.
I know this, but you do know Vince does not like her, and she's just going to, like, it's going to be push and stop.
Yeah.
It's going to happen, and then she's never going to be what she should be.
Yeah, and everyone's so damn pessimistic right now. Okay.
No, you know how I feel about Shayna
Baszler. No, I know you love Shayna Baszler, but I'm just saying the world and your opinion on how it's going to go, it's very pessimistic.
But I mean, it's just the way Vince McMahon is.
Yeah.
Like, people aren't feeling her, and so, like, but if people aren't feeling her, it's because the way Vince McMahon is, the way he's booking her, the way, like, when the word gets out, like, oh, she's not WrestleMania talent, or, like, WrestleMania headliner talent, then people start perceiving her that way, and then gives them more reason to not like her.
Sidebar. All right, going with your pessimistic view on how this Shayna Baszler thing is going to go, she's clearly going to be Becky Lynch at WrestleMania, right?
I wouldn't say clearly.
Well, Becky Lynch has time scheduled off after WrestleMania. She's supposed to be gone for, like, 2 months.
Yeah, but things change. But the only thing, I mean, they call her a black hole of charisma. That was definitely a Vince McMahon-fed line right there. And that makes me kind of believe that there is a chance that Becky wins and then Charlotte maybe loses to Rhea Ripley and then the Raw after Mania beats Becky or something like that. I don't think it's 100% that Shayna's going to win at Mania.
Double sidebar on the sidebar. Okay, so we're going to go with the fact that Shayna does beat Becky. So if Vince McMahon hates Shayna Baszler so much, that would probably make her a transitional champion. Would you just immediately then have Charlotte beat Shayna?
No, because that doesn't do anything for anybody.
I know, but so then who would you have beat Shayna, like, basically right away, but her as a transitional champion? Because that has been known to have happened with, you know, people Vince does not like. You get the title real quick, but then he's like, nap.
Ronda Rousey. She was just recently at WWE headquarters. So, I mean, it does make me believe that they might be talking her into coming back sometime soon. So, I mean, that, I mean, at least it would be a legit person to beat Shayna. I mean, not saying Charlotte's not, but I mean, I think you bury Shayna even more if she wins the title and then loses it the next night.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I feel as well. I think
unless it's Ronda Rousey, I think that's different because Ronda Rousey is Ronda Rousey.
No, everything you just said is completely correct. I can't really say anything more about that. And it was just some weird thoughts I had in this question. But I think that she definitely beats Becky Lynch. And I don't think she's a transitional champion. And I don't think it matters as much that Vince does not like her because he is not... He is involved, yes, and I know he ripped up the script to Raw, I think it was last week or something like that, but there is points where he is stepping back more and more, and the XFL is actually doing pretty damn well, so I think he's going to kind of continue to step away, and I think Shayna is going to shine.
After last week, there should be 2 seconds left on that clock. Seattle could have thrown for a touchdown, tied up the game.
They could have.
I was actually watching that game.
Seattle got effed. They definitely got effed. Did you see, though, the XFL immediately took steps and that referee or the person in charge of the clock was reassigned?
I know, but still, I mean, like, send them back out there. Like, everybody knew. Steve Levy right away was saying, hey, there's still time on the clock. Somebody tell these referees. And, like, they just... didn't do anything about it then. Like, it was plainly obvious that there was still time on the clock. The refs should have known on the field. It wasn't like it was like 1 second then expiring. There was 2 seconds left at least.
Yeah. Wow, we got really, really off topic on this one question.
XFL. I'm not, it's like the only game I've actually like watched.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. I, you had a lot of fun though watching it, didn't you?
Kind of. I mean, I was a little upset. No, I was a little upset because I was rooting for the Dragons, and they totally came out in the second half and shit the bed.
They did. That's the kind of the Dragon way right now. Do really well in the first half, and then completely shit the bed in the second half. Build up a nice little comfortable lead, and then do nothing with it. It's really fun. It's a really fun way they play football. I was also really pissed off this week because we're already on this topic, I guess. Because here in Wisconsin, instead of playing the XFL game on ABC, they were playing the stupid, like, high school hockey tournament. I was pissed.
I just watched it on YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, I was at work, so I couldn't do that.
Oh. And so, yeah, they play all the games live on YouTube.
No, no. If I would have been at home, I would have watched it on YouTube. But the TVs at the bar I work at don't have the YouTube function. So yeah, I could not watch it.
I didn't think about that.
I was pissed. Okay, well, on that many, many sidebar question, I don't think we did like sidebars at all last week, so we just made up for that completely.
Probably not.
I think we just made up, we had like 3 or 4 sidebars. Okay, let's thank the Why We Watch Pod. Who was at Why We Watch Pod? And you can, of course, check them out each and every Wednesday, only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Let's keep on keeping on. Next we go to Blaine. Who was at PC Mendoza, and the question from Blaine is, rain or bang?
Rain or bang?
Mm-hmm.
What's this referring to?
I was wondering if you would catch it. It's energy drinks, man. You know both of these.
I don't know rain. I know bang.
I don't know rain, but I know bang.
So I guess bang, even though, like, they weren't, the ones I tried, like, were definitely, like, fake tasting, because, like, they had the fake sugar in there, so, like, not a very big fan of that taste, so, but, like, I've never had rain, so I guess I go bang.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with neither, because the answer is Rockstar, every single time.
I put real sugar in that shit.
And it is delicious, and enough taurine to kill a small mountain village. It is great, and it's taken years off my life every time, but I don't care. I have one a day. All right, let's thank Blaine, who was at BC Mendoza on Twitter. And make sure you give them a follow on Twitter so you can get a wonderful link to sizeofapparel.com. Get yourself a discount because he is a apparel sponsor for them. Rocks their stuff. Still waiting for my free box of awesome gear. But you can get yourself some banging ass workout gear. You just go to sizeupapparel.com and follow Blaine at BC Mendoza to get yourself a code to get some discounts. Let's move on to our next tie flyer. Next we go to Satsuma Cassidy, and he is at MGB Jackson 5. And Jackson's first question is, with the advice that you should sing a song like Happy Birthday Song to make sure you wash your hands for at least 20 seconds to combat the coronavirus, what wrestling intro to sing or hum would best do this?
Sexy Boy, Shawn Michaels entrance theme.
That was a good one. My original answer was going to be the Mr. Ass theme.
Oh, I'm an ass man.
Bam. Bam. Or John Cena's, because he can go, do-do-do-do. Your time is up. My time is now. You can't see me. My time is now. But then I have to start doing the stuff, like the hand motions with my hands instead of washing them. Yeah. Then I get soap in my eyes, and then it's just a whole situation.
Like Randy Orton.
I hear voices in my head. They talk to me. They understand. They talk to me. Oh, Batista's. You're like pointing at yourself with the soap once again, then you get the soap in your eyes. I walk
alone. You accidentally punch the mirror because you do his little punch.
And then your hand's all bloody. And then
more reason to wash it.
And then you have to sing it all again. And then it all happens again. We get really loud when we're like singing songs. I always notice that. But I'm going to go with I Walk Alone with Batista's.
Stick with Sexy Boy. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. All right, let's go to our second question from Satsuma, which is, how many toilet rolls do you have at your place currently? I don't know. I have like a pack. I think I got a 24 pack. So I think I have 24. No, I mean, I've used some of them, so probably like 17.
I know I just replaced the roll on the toilet roll yesterday, toilet paper roll. I believe there are still 5 left in the pack, so I'm going to go with 5.5.
I mean, I believe you asked this question because that, you know, everyone said it's at all like a surplus, or there's a shortage of toilet paper because people are going crazy right now. And I did not. I not stock up. So, yeah.
We are not doomsday preppers.
Nope. All right, let's move on to our third and final question from Satsuma, which is, what substitutions have you had to use when you have had run out of toilet paper? And then he says, kids ask the damnedest things. He said darndest, but I said damnedest, because I do what I want. I'll answer right away. The worst thing I ever did I had to use was a sock. And then that sock went immediately into the trash.
I never used a sock.
I use a sock for sure.
There's been a time where I had to use like paper towel, which that's not very, it doesn't feel very good.
I would say paper towel isn't that bad except for the fact that it definitely scratches the bung hole.
One time, and this was when I was like in the car and it was an emergency and didn't have anything else. I used a magazine. That wasn't good either.
Did you poop out the window?
No, I pulled over.
Oh, okay, cool. So you pooped out the side of the road and then wiped with magazine paper. All right.
It wasn't even the side of the road. It was in the parking lot.
Oh, I remember you telling this story before.
In fact, I didn't even get into the car yet.
Pooped in the parking lot. That's what diesel does, man. Poops in the parking lot. Okay. Yeah, but a sock.
You want it to be, the world is your toilet.
It is. That's true. Especially as a man. You can pee anywhere. You can poop anywhere as well.
Peeing outside is way better than peeing inside.
Peeing outside is the best. I can't wait for summer so I can just pee everywhere.
I mean, even in the wintertime, even when it's really cold, it's still like, this is pretty awesome.
Yeah, because you can write your name in the snow then.
But the breeze.
I don't... Okay, on that note, let's thank Satsuma Cassidy, who was at MGB Jackson 5, for all three of those wonderful questions. Make sure you check out his guest spots on the MGB Wrestling Podcast, and also the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast, exclusively on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Let's move on to our next TIE Flyer. Next we go to the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast, who is at Good Bad Wrestle. Question is, Shayna dominating the Elimination Chamber match. Diesel, tell us why this is a good cop moment. Chad, tell us why this is a bad cop moment.
It's a good cop moment because Shayna Baszler's a badass and they booked her as so. And
because she walks alone.
Also, it's a good cop moment because people hate her, which makes her a legit heel. And she's even more over as a heel than probably anybody else right now.
And a vampire.
No, they like kind of just like talk about that now.
Vampire.
But, so that's why it's a good cop moment, just because she's a badass and they actually portrayed her to be a badass, and that's all you need to know.
Well, this is a bad cop moment because the WWE is clearly promoting vampirism, and that is the occult, and you just can't be doing that for the kids. WWE is for the kids. And you should not be promoting vampirism amongst anyone, because vampires are not good for anyone. They suck up people's blood, and they take out animals, and they're evil, and they're humans' number one natural predator. We don't want to be creating more vampires, so the fact that WWE is promoting a vampire is the definite bad cop moment of this whole Shayna Baszler dominating the Elimination Chamber, especially because vampires get special powers. So she has, like, special, you know, vampire strength. It's just not fair.
Yeah, but all you gotta do is carry on a kendo stick and...
You gotta stake her in the heart, but you can't show that on WWE TV, so she's gonna live forever.
I mean, they didn't show Val Venus getting his pee-pee chopped off, but it happened.
They missed. They missed because it was so small.
It was because it was really cold in the room.
It was really cold, a.k.a. he's got a small penis. All right, on that note.
It's the big Valboski, though.
Yeah, that's what he said. Big is a relative term. Let's thank the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. Who is that? Good Bad Wrestle for that great question. What the hell is wrong with us tonight? We are just, all right. We're going to keep on keeping on. Who we're going to go to next, Diesel? I don't know. Whose questions do you want to ask next? We're going to our Hawaiian shirt-wearing friend, Tom. He is on Twitter at High5Tom, and that is the number 5, not spelled out. Tom's first question is, and he actually did ask him on Twitter this week, so that's why I plugged his Twitter. Okay, first I am going to try this Twitter shit. See, told you. First question is, what wrestler we lost too soon do you wish was still here to share their stories? For him, Mr. Perfect and Rick Rude come to mind.
I mean, first person that came to my mind was Eddie Guerrero.
That's a very great answer right there. Eddie Guerrero is... Oh, I mean... Alright, my answer is another one of the radicals. It's Chris Benoit. His ending was not, you know, good.
But if he's still alive, maybe that wouldn't happen.
If he was still alive, then he wouldn't have killed his family. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Chris Benoit.
That's not true. He wouldn't have killed himself.
Well, hopefully he wouldn't have been so effed up and he wouldn't have killed his family. And then he would still be around. And we could, you know, happily talk about all the great Chris Benoit matches out there.
Yeah. I agree. I can't argue with you.
All right, well, that means it's time to move on to our second question from Tom, which is, second, who wins the Undisputed Era or pre-revolution, the Elite, Omega Page, and Bucks in a War Games match? Keep in mind, as I type, I have not seen Revolution, so if you need to replace anyone with Cody, that works too. I get what he was saying. All right. So he's just basically saying, who wins a War Games match between the Undisputed Era or the Elite?
Adam Cole, baby. It's going to be the Undisputed Era. It's because they are the masters of the War Games match. They've been in every single one. At least Adam Cole has been.
Yeah. Plus.
No, they've, all of them have been.
Plus, Adam Cole knows everyone who is in the Elite so damn well besides Cody. So besides that, he dominates all of them. He knows all of the ins and outs to Adam Hangman Page's game and the Young Bucks games.
And Kenny Omega.
And Kenny Omega. Ah, look at that. So, boom. Done, bitches. Undisputed Era all the way. UE. F the Elite.
I wish that could really happen.
I really do as well. I wish there was just like one pay-per-view a year where every wrestling company just got together and were like, all right, guys, we're going to make the company, or we're going to make this whole landscape better, and we're just going to throw one super show a year where we all come together.
And somebody that is not involved with any of the companies gets to book it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's fair for everybody.
Yep, exactly. It's just like you give the, like, all the people, they're like, here are the matches that we have booked. You decide who wins. And they just, that's what you go with. Plus, the wrestlers don't care. The wrestlers don't care about losing. And as wrestling fans, we all know wins and losses don't matter anymore anyways.
Give it to, like, Dysfunction. Let him book it.
Well, there'd be a lot of light tube shots.
That's fine with me.
I'd be fine with it as well. All right. But on that note, let us thank High Five Tom. Who is that? High Five Tom on Twitter. And that is a five. The number, not the word. Let us move on, though, to our next TIE Flyer. You know what that bell means.
It's time for Jerry Arnold's questions.
Hey!
Hey, Jerry Arnold. Thanks, you for adding that chat. I forgot.
No problem.
I don't see it on my thing anymore, so I can't forget about it, even though I gave
him the forget.
Anyways, three questions. Question number one. Jerry says, as a kid, I ate a whole stick of butter.
It's so funny. Diesel already told me it was going to happen. I was trying not to laugh, and I still laugh.
What was the grossest thing you ever did as a kid?
Oh, man. As a kid, grossest thing I ever did. Oh, I'm okay. In elementary school, I used to win bets. I would eat an onion like an apple. I used to do that all the time. I'd get take money off kids all the time. I'm like, give me that onion. I'll eat it like an apple. They're like, no, you won't. I eat the whole thing.
One time I was playing at the park. And somebody was
eating. He ate dog poop.
Nah, it's not that gross, but I mean.
You licked that white dog poop.
And somebody was eating a McDonald's cheeseburger, and they just threw it in the sand. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you eating there? I picked it up and I ate it.
Oh, that's pretty bad, man. Sand is gross.
It was, but I was a kid.
Yeah.
It was a McDonald's cheeseburger.
Hey, man. I was fat. That's why you're immune to the coronavirus.
Exactly.
Probably got it as a kid from that sandbox.
Apparently, anybody that's ever been to the rave is immune to the coronavirus.
Yeah?
Yeah. Saw it in a meme.
Yeah. That makes sense. I got infected with lots of other things that just fight off the coronavirus.
Question number two.
Dos.
We all know cats are the biggest assholes in the animal world. What animal is the next biggest asshole?
Ooh, after a cat. Okay, so quick. Sidebar. One of my favorite memes, or like Twitter posts, Reddit posts, whatever you want to say, because you can do it in a lot of different ways, is we know that the world isn't flat because if it was, cats would have already knocked everything off of it. It makes me laugh every time I think about it. But if the second biggest asshole animal has to be mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are straight up dicks. And they're just out there spreading disease, sucking blood. They're a lot like vampires. Shayna Baszler. She's a mosquito.
I'm going to go with skunks.
Hey, man. Skunks are cool. They ain't going to do shit to you unless you do shit to them.
Yeah, but they stink.
Yeah, but mosquitoes come after you no matter what.
So going with skunks.
I disagree.
They spray you with their assholes.
Only if you do something to them.
And if you do something to them, like startle them, that will be cause for spraying.
Yeah, and you just wash yourself with tomato juice and you're fine. You get, you know, bitten by a mosquito and get the West Nile virus. Not the same.
Yeah, well, who's gotten the West Nile virus lately? Everyone's getting coronavirus, Chad, not the West Nile virus. Get with the times!
Get with the times, bro.
Alright, final question. Joe Hendry.
Joe Hendry.
Or Dalton Castle.
Local hero.
And we both have the same answer for this one.
Joe Hendry. Saving wrestling. Yeah, it's obviously Joe Hendry.
Joe Hendry makes things better. Can wrestle, he can sing.
Joe Hendry makes things better for What Culture Pro Wrestling.
Those were good times.
Oh, those were the good times.
But yes, Joe Hendry all day.
Yeah, don't get us wrong, though. Dalton Castle is also great. And I got to see him have the Viking Raiders as his boys, a.k.a. War Machine, a.k.a. the Viking Experience, a.k.a. a lot of other names as well.
Eric and Ibar.
A.k.a. Eric and Rowan. No?
The Beard Man, Hansen.
Hansen and Rowan. Hansen and Rowe. Hey. Just Rowe. It was just Rowe.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, Rowan didn't sound right.
But it didn't.
Hansen and Rowe.
Hansen and Rowe. It was R-O-W-E. You can spell it even. I had to, that's how I had to think of what his name was. I had to spell it out.
Where that N? You're all good.
Yep. Figured it out.
Well, that's all the questions we got this week from Jerry Hey Arnold. Who do you got next, Chad?
Let's go with MGB Mason. Oh, and this one's going to be great because this episode's already been off the rails, so this will be fun. He is at MGB Wrestling Pod. And the question is, with getting a mean comment from mean girl Danny Jordan this week, I want to know the meanest thing you can say about each other. And I'll read the comment because he shared the signature he got from him, from her. And it was, to Mason, I hope you hit puberty soon. Good luck. The real mean girl. So, what's the meanest thing you can say to me, Diesel?
I don't have a mean bone in my body.
That is a bunch of bull malarkey.
I don't want to do this.
I know, you either. Well, you're a poopy butt face. That's what's going on.
My feelings are so hurt. You're a turd sandwich on a hot summer's day. With no air conditioning.
Smelling delicious. Yeah, I mean, I don't really have anything really mean to say to Diesel. He's got his life turned around lately. He's doing great, so.
Chad's Chad.
Yeah, and I'm me. And I'm just keeping on, keeping on. There's a horrible amount of mean things you could probably say to me. I'm a klutz and I fall down the stairs all the time because I'm a freaking moron.
I'm fat.
Okay, on that note, let's thank MGB Mason. Who was that? MGB Wrestling Pod. Make sure you check him out on the Visionaries Wrestling Network on the MGB Wrestling Podcast that comes out on Mondays mostly, but sometimes Fridays. And they review independent wrestling promotions. It's awesome. Check it out. Next, we go to... Oh, shit. I keep hitting the wrong button. There we go. Next, we are going to ask the question from Mike. Who is that? Rio Wintry. And Mike's question is, am I the only person who thinks that there is a 0% chance they have any of the major four sports go with zero attendance for their crowds? There is no way the owners would lose all that home revenue from hosting a game with no attendance. Can you back me up?
So,
at this point, we can. This question, I will say, was asked a day ago before all of this shit started, like, really hitting the fan.
So, there was a lot of words in this question. So, what is he asking, like, short enough for me?
He was basically asking, do you think that any of the major sports will play their games with zero fans in the stands?
No, not in America.
It's already happening. Did you not see the Warriors already announced there will be no fans in the stands?
Well, that's the NBA.
That is one of the four major sports.
Not my book, it's not.
Well, I'm sorry, Diesel, that your book is incorrect, but they've already announced it. Did you see also that the NCAA tournament will be played with zero fans the entire time?
No.
You didn't see this either? Do you not?
I've been at work all day.
All right, that's fair. You've been at work all day. Yeah. The NCAA tournament, there will be no fans in the stands for any of the games. The entire state of Washington has banned any attendance or crowds over 1,000 people. Let's see, what else happened today? Oh, E3 got canceled. The biggest gaming convention of the year in LA.
Coachella got moved to October. They canceled South by Southwest. They canceled the St. Paddy's Day Parade in Chicago. And a year from now, we're going to be like, remember when everybody overreacted? And the biggest meme is going to be the Andy from The Office when he punches the wall and goes, now that was an overreaction.
I mean, I'm 100% on your side, Diesel. The influenza virus kills 20 to 30,000 people a year. Coronavirus has killed like 500 people.
And guess what? It's an election year. That's what's happening here. Ebola, remember that? That was the last election.
Remember SARS?
SARS, yeah.
H1N1.
Yeah, the swine flu.
Yep, bird flu.
I mean, everything. Every time there's an election, and the American media really likes to push these things because then, like, people go out to vote. And I know there are actually people getting sick from this, but it's just like another strain of the flu. Come on.
It's very infectious. I will give it that. But I wanted to find the article, and I couldn't find it, that SARS was actually twice as infectious.
I saw that too.
As the coronavirus is. Like, the SARS virus was rated a 4 on the infectious scale, and the coronavirus is only rated a 2.
Hey, let's get honest. If this were 10 years ago, this would not be happening. People would be like, suck it up, Nancy boy.
Yeah, and that's horrible to say, but that's 100% true. And
rub some dirt on it.
Yeah, weirdly, it's horrible to say. Because, yeah, people are getting sick, but this is such an overreaction. It's flipping ludicrous. All right? We are exposed to so many, like, the people who are dying are the old and the young. The people who always die from influenza viruses. It's what happens. The old have and the young have very poor immune systems. It's how it works. Us people who are in the norm, who have been living our lives and have fought off the flu many times, our immune system fights it off. It only has like a 2 or 3% mortality rate at the most.
Just wash your hands a couple times a day. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Or, you know, eat your dirt or your sandbox hamburgers when you're a child and just grow that immune system.
Exactly. Kill off the weak. Only the strong will survive.
Exactly. I've been saying for... I'm not going to say that. That's a horrible joke that I make, and I will not make it on this podcast.
That's probably wise.
Probably wise. All right. Let us thank Mike, who is at Rio Wintry, for that wonderful question. But let's keep on keeping on. Next we go to MGB Graham, who is at MGB Graham. And Graham's question is, with Rob Gronkowski apparently signed for WWE, who from the NHL, MLB, or NBA should be signed to widen interest in the product?
I want to see, I mean, I know he's old, but I mean, he does those commercials every week on AEW. I want to see the Big Hurt, Frank Thomas, wrestle a match. That'd be fun.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a... I did not see that answer coming at all. For who I want to see join, I would definitely go with an NHL guy. And I want the absolute monster defenseman, Zdeno Chara, to come to wrestling and just wreck some bitches. Because Zdeno Chara is a big monster of a man. And that would be awesome.
Well, it can be fun to see Giannis just... Because
Giannis, but he's so gangly. He'd be like a high flyer, though, I bet. Like
he's still very muscular.
Yeah. All right. On that note, let us thank MGB Graham. Who is that? MGB Graham. Make sure to check him out on the Visionaries Wrestling Network with the MGB Wrestling Podcast and the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. Did I say the Visionaries Wrestling Network? Yeah, I screwed up my whole promo right there. Follow him on Twitter at MGB Graham. Let's keep on keeping on. Next we go to the Five Rounds Pod. Who was that? Five Rounds Pod. And the question is, who's the worst wrestler in AEW?
It's the librarian, Peter Avalon, without a doubt. Guy's boring. His gimmick is lame. I don't understand it one bit. And they keep on putting him on TV. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know. Who do you think is the worst wrestler in AEW, Chad?
Well, I mean, the Young Bucks just love the librarian gimmick, and that's why they keep on keeping on with it. But the absolute worst wrestler in AEW, kind of want to go with QT Marshall. He's even more boring to me than Avalon.
Whatever happened to Brandon Cutler?
I don't know. Well, you haven't been watching Dark lately. He's been on Dark.
Oh, man. Yeah, I haven't had the opportunity to.
Yeah, I know. You're a busy man now. You got a real adult job. All right, but yeah, I'm going to go QT Marshall. Not that he's really, like, that bad, but their roster's so small that they really don't have that many bad wrestlers.
Still doesn't make sense why he's part of the Nightmare family.
No, he's their adoptive cousin, and that just sounds weird. All right, though, let us thank the Five Rounds Pod. Who was that? Five Rounds Pod. And make sure you check them out on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Each and every Tuesday, get your UFC coverage. Next, we go to Good Guy Dave. Who was that? Dave Pozevsky. My question is, with the worsening condition over the coronavirus, is WrestleMania in danger of being either canceled or played in an empty arena like other sports games currently are?
Well, I don't know. I don't, because like...
Tampa did come out today. The mayor of Tampa came out today and said that WrestleMania and all other events are not canceled currently, and that they are all still a full go.
There's still 2.5 weeks, though, so, like, time will tell, but I really hope not, because that would suck to, like, see WrestleMania, like, have no fans there. Like, that'd be really weird. Like, what would be the point of even doing it at the stadium? Why don't you just do it at a smaller venue? You're not going to have anybody there. It's going to be so echoey that, I don't know. I really, really hope not. That'd be super lame.
We would literally be able to hear the calls in the ring. Mm-hmm. And that would freak me out. Mm-hmm. It'd be like being at ICW.
Yeah, and even there, you can't even hear it that well. But, like,
I hear them.
Not all the time. I mean, like, sometimes it's pretty loud in there.
Oh, it's very loud in there. I have it very tuned in. Because I can quasi, you know, I watch people's lips. And you can kind of hear it more. But yeah. Do I think that there is a possibility it happens? At this point, yes, unfortunately, because everyone is flipping the F out. It's absolutely insane. Honest to God, I can't believe this just absolute widespread panic. Just another virus, folks. And I don't know. I just don't know what to say about it.
It'd be funny if that's what people were saying in the 1400s with the plague. Just another virus. It'll be fine.
That's the other end of the spectrum that I keep thinking about as well, is that if this is really like a full-blown, because the, you know, World Health Organization did declare this a pandemic, which is crazy. If this does turn into something, you know, and it starts wiping out, you know, the population, then I'm going to look really stupid. But at this point, I guess I'm going to do the really stupid take and say, hasn't really killed that many people, so I'm not worried.
I'm going to look stupid right next to you, so it's all good.
That's right.
We're all in this together, Chad, just like High School Musical.
Yeah, that's the way it is. All right, let us thank Good Guy Dave, who is at Dave Pozevsky, for that wonderful question. Next, we go to Mags Three Pods, who is at Dej Kirby. His question is, was Elimination Chamber as bad as many fans have made it out to be?
See, I didn't watch it, but, like, from what I've seen online, like, some people hated it. And, like, I never said that I hated, like, what happened or anything like that. Half the reason I didn't watch it was because timing, like, issues and stuff like that. And it was time for Raw, and it's like I can spend 3.5 hours watching Elimination Chamber, which I already know the results to, or I can just watch Raw. It's an hour and a half where I don't know what happened. That's one of the big reasons I didn't watch it. It's not because I didn't want to see it. But, I mean, to me, it was, like, in the middle. From what I hear, from the opinions that I formed for myself, from what I've heard, it was, like, in the middle. I don't have anything really to base it on because I didn't see anything besides the highlights they showed on Raw. But I do think, like the coronavirus, fans are overreacting.
Yeah, I think that it was a very... I guess the best way to put it is kind of it was a technical pay-per-view where all the matches... There weren't a ton of huge spots or big, huge set pieces for any of the matches. And that's a weird thing to say about an Elimination Chamber match. Like an Elimination Chamber pay-per-view with having two Elimination Chamber matches. But both of the matches were, you know, semi-grounded for the whole thing. I mean, you did have the big Lince Dorado flip from the top with the, you know, 450, which was cool. It was kind of ruined by Otis. I won't lie, because he could not stop looking at Lince Dorado climbing the cage and like moving around and watching it live or watching the actual pay-per-view. It like drove me crazy because it's like, all right, what's he going to do? Obviously, Otis keeps looking. Everyone else seemed to hold their shit together and not look, but Otis could not stop paying attention to it. It was driving me nuts. I did love that he ran through the chamber and, you know, that was a different little bit of a spot to eliminate himself there. And that's how Heavy Machinery got eliminated. I like that. The Drew Gulak, Daniel Bryan was a technical masterpiece with lots of like innovative ways that Drew Gulak countered Daniel Bryan's moveset. I loved that. The Shayna Baszler domination in the chamber match, even though she's a vampire, I still really enjoyed it. And I really thought it did put the character over as she is just so much better than everyone else in the women's division. And that's what at this point it's going to take to beat Becky Lynch. She has decimated everyone. She is the man. So to take down the man, you need the vampire. It's the only logical thing.
Okay, but where do you go from here, though? Like you basically like said, the whole Raw women's roster has been decimated. And, like, they've all been punked out.
Well, the only, like, major player on Raw who was truly decimated was Asuka. And the rest of them can be rebuilt because... Shayna did come out later in the match, so the Riot Squad had already beat the piss out of each other. Like, Shayna dominated, but all of those other women had already decimated each other.
That's one thing that I hate about the Women's Elimination Chamber was they, like, teased this whole, like, Riot Squad, like, thing, and they didn't even really battle each other. And, like, it's like, what's the point? Like, why are you even doing this? Just, why are they even on the same brand? Like, just forget the Riot Squad ever happened. And, like, they should have pushed Liv Morgan like they were originally planning to. Maybe not to, like, win the championship, but, like, now she's a joke. And that really bothers me because I like Liv Morgan and, like, they don't try to build stars. Like we have this idea. And then at hour 11, they're like, oh, just throw that idea in the trash. She's just going to get buried and beat by everybody, and just like I hate it.
It is a little annoying. I will not deny that fact. But as a whole, back to the actual question, I did not dislike Elimination Chamber. Thought it was a solid pay per view. I don't really get all of the hate that's going toward it at all. Okay, let us think. Mag's Three Pods. Who was that? Dej Kirkby for that wonderful question. Make sure you check out both of his wonderful podcasts in the Visionaries Wrestling Network, the Five Rounds Pod, and the Why We Watch Pod on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, respectively, and also the Mount Rushmore Pod on Thursdays on thechairshot.com. Well, let's keep going to our next tie flyer, though. Next is the Mount Rushmore Pod. Who was that? Badlands Pod. And the question is, with WrestleMania matches being confirmed, which announced or rumored match excites you the most?
I'm kind of after last week's Firefly Funhouse. I am more excited for John Cena versus The Fiend because it almost felt like Bray Wyatt was not Bray Wyatt, wasn't the Fiend. He was being the actual person that he is. Like, it seemed like he flipped a switch and he wasn't talking as Bray Wyatt. He wasn't talking as the Fiend. He was talking as Wyndham Rotunda. I don't know his name. No.
Wyndham Rotunda.
Yeah, Rotunda.
You want to try that again?
You know what I'm trying to say. So, like, yeah, it just, and it's true. And, like, the best part, in my opinion, about that whole segment was when you had Ramblin' Rabbit come up and
finally made, reveal a secret.
And made Bray Wyatt go, yowie wowie. Like, the way he said it, it made me laugh.
That was going to be my answer as well, is the John Cena versus the Fiend match. But if I have to answer a different match, it's got to be Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte. I think that match, especially, I love the build-up so far we had. I love that promo they have, and I don't even mind they showed it again, of Rhea Ripley in Tampa. And I think it was part two, but I feel like there was some crossover from the first one as well.
It was pretty much the same. It was a little longer.
It might have been. I feel like there was some new stuff in it.
I'm not the biggest fan of that, just because, like, to, like, portray Rhea Ripley as a badass like they did when she came on Raw and punched Charlotte right in the face. That's all you gotta do. Like, I don't know.
But, I don't know. I like that Tampa Bay promo. I like her hanging out on the pirate ship in, you know, the Vipers.
I think it's too much, to be honest. But,
and I did like the Charlotte promo as well. Like, she came out and then Rhea came out and interrupted her. So I'm really down for the Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte match.
I'm, like, not saying that I'm not, but, like, I don't know. I prefer Rhea Ripley just to be badass. Like, I don't know. It's just weird. Because when she comes out, she punches her in the face. It just does. They're, like, two different things. They don't really, like, go together, like, in the puzzle. And I don't know.
There's some click for you, I guess.
Yeah, but, I mean, I definitely really hope that Rhea wins this match. That'd be...
Rhea's got to win.
She's got to win.
Once again, I will state it again. WWE, for me, is at a precipice. And I know they don't give an F, but I'm serious. If WrestleMania doesn't go the right way with the right decisions, in my opinion, I am going to stop watching.
I mean, honestly, I'm also excited for Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm jacked for that as well. They're really building that well as well. I'm actually excited for WrestleMania, as I always am.
For the most part. There's some, like, lame stuff, like... I don't know. I haven't been a fan of what they've been doing with the SmackDown Women's title for a while now. And they don't even know what they're going to do yet. They're going to talk about having this, like, six-pack challenge.
I've heard that's the main plan, is a six-pack challenge.
Welcome to the pre-show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, something has to go to the pre-show. And if it's that, then that makes the most sense because there's going to be no build towards it.
Oh, yeah. And then you're going to have the NXT title on the real show.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Yep. All right. So let us thank the Mount Rushmore Pod for who is at Badlands Pod for that wonderful question. And as I said before, make sure you check out that wonderful podcast every Thursday on thechairshot.com. Let's move on to our penultimate high flyer. That is totally not Dej Kirkby, who is at NJPWUS.
Every time you say his name, I just want to go, totally, dude!
But the question is Blood and Guts just a War Games match without the name? Yup.
I mean, from...
from all we know, yeah, for all intents and purposes.
But, I mean, it's going to be good. Like, it's going to be, like, the original NWA WCW
War Games. Let's say, it's actually going to be the original with the actual cage top.
I just don't own the rights to the name.
Correct.
But it's gonna be awesome. Right? Like, I do really enjoy WWE style of the War Games match. Like, think about, like, stuff Adam Cole's done getting knocked at the top. Think about how the last one ended with the air raid crash that Ciampa did to Adam Cole.
Oh, no, it's great shit. Bay.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's some things you can't do when there's a top to the cage.
Bay. Oh, it wasn't supposed to go there? Sorry.
You're a funny guy.
I try. But yeah, no, it is. And I'm very excited to see who's going to be in it, though. and exactly what's going to be on the line for it. Because it's probably going to be the Inner Circle, but who is the Inner Circle going to face?
The Elite.
But, so is Hangman, is that when Hangman turns?
No, I think they're going to draw this out even longer. I think this is going to be like a really slow burn. I know they teased it at Revolution, which was really awesome the way they did it with...
he had his hands on the rope. Yeah. Oh, it was great. I really was like, buckshot, buckshot.
It set down the title, but it makes it better that you have to wait for it. Like, it's not time to pull the trigger just yet. It's a buckshot. No pun intended. But, like, I don't know. They are booking this so well, and there's so much going on between... It's not just between... Hangman and Kenny Omega, they got the Young Bucks involved, and like, there's so many aspects to this. This is really good. And what if they swerve you and Kenny Omega's the one who turns?
I wouldn't even be upset.
I wouldn't either. I kind of hope that's the way it happens, to be honest with you.
It would be great.
Because that would be a swerve that would get a lot of people, and we haven't had one of those in a long time.
That is also true. All right, though. Let us thank Totally Not Dej Kirkby, who was at NJPW US for that wonderful question. Let's move on to our final high flyer. As always, our final high flyer is the magnificent Matt Willis, who was at the Matt Attack UK. Matt's first question: since you've sprung forward this year, what is your favorite springboard wrestling move, and who is your favorite person to execute it?
I'm impartial to Lethal Injection. Obviously, Jay Lethal.
Is that really a springboard move?
It's a hand.
He bounces off the ropes. It's a glorified, like, bounce off the ropes.
Fine.
A springboard move, you jump, you know.
I know, but I mean...
I'm just saying.
Okay, fine. Then I'm going to go with... I'm going to call him by his real name. Beardman Hansen.
All right.
When he does the springboard back elbow. Because to see a big man do that...
It's the same basic concept.
No, it isn't. He jumps on the second rope and springs
back. Oh, yeah, okay. Fine. Fair. Fair.
Yeah. Because like to see a big man jump on those ropes and they not break.
Yeah.
Like, I like when, like, going back to WCPW, when he did that, I swore to God that that rope was going to break and just snap. And, like, it's impressive to me every single time that those ropes do not snap. So, I'm going to go with that one.
Fair enough. My favorite springboard move is probably the springboard 450. Just because I always find a 450 very impressive. And the person I find who does it the most impressively... I mean, you could say Will Ospreay, but I'm going to go with Pac, the bastard, because he is the man who gravity forgot. Probably one of the best monikers that WWE ever gave to anyone.
I mean, AJ Styles is pretty good at it, too.
AJ Styles is also great, but I'm going to go with Pac.
What about the one move that Phoenix does where he, like, hops on the second rope, hops on the first rope?
And yeah, Phoenix is...
I don't know what it's called. That.
Yeah, Phoenix is the actual king of the ropes, not Grand Metalik. So, but yeah, I don't know what you would call that. So, I'm not going to go with it.
Hoppity hop.
Yep. All right, let's go to our second question from Matt, which is, was the Women's Elimination Chamber necessary since the outcome was kind of obvious?
Necessary?
Necessary for me to drink my own urine? Nope, but I do it anyways because it's sterile and I like the taste.
I mean, technically, no, but I mean... You have to tell the story of how... Because, like, what's one of the number one things people bitch about? It's like, oh, Roman Reigns just walked out and, like, said, I'm next. And now he's the number one contender for the Universal title. And at least this way, Shayna Baszler earned her spot to go to WrestleMania to face Becky Lynch. So, actually, it was necessary.
Yeah, and also that line was from Dodgeball, the movie, just in case anyone actually...
A true underdog story.
A true underdog story. I don't actually drink my own urine. But
he still enjoys the taste.
I still enjoy the taste, though. But yeah, no, everything Diesel said is correct. Plus, you had to put Shayna Baszler over more, and her decimating all five of the women in the match was a smart decision. So, yeah, it was 100% necessary. And everyone who's bitching about it, just really think about it, folks. You're just being cranky. You're being crotchety. All right. Final question from
Jericho,
Matt.
Jericho crotchety.
Final question from Matt. Oh, that's a great fantasy football team name right there.
Yep.
Okay, final question from Matt. This is especially for you, Diesel, but I might chime in. He says I can take part two if I would like, but because he always asks video game questions, and I always answer them, this one is for you. It is cast wrestlers, as many as you would like, from the lineup for the classic video game series Bloody Roar. Who would play who, Diesel?
Long would be Kenny Omega.
All right. Long turns into a tiger.
Shenlong would be...
I'll kill you!
...will be Seth Rollins.
Oh, that's a good one. I was going to say that Shenlong should be Okada. Because they're rivals. But I also like Seth Rollins, who's quasi-Kenny Omega's internet rival.
Bushijimi?
Yep. That would be the chameleon. Shenlong's also a tiger. P.S.
Is obviously your least favorite Japanese wrestler.
Oh, Yano?
Yano.
Ah, friggin' Yano.
I mean, he kind of looks like Yano.
Yeah, he does. And Yano would be the one who would turn into a chameleon. That makes sense. Yeah. It's annoyingly correct. I don't like it, but that's correct.
Because I've said this before.
Jenny the Bat.
No, actually, I want to go with Alice the Rabbit.
Alice the Rabbit.
She would be Io Shirai.
Yeah, that one makes sense.
I'm going to go with...
You gotta do, I'd say, Hugo the Wolf. You don't have to, but I'm saying these.
Hugo the Wolf is John Moxley.
Interesting. I was actually going to say John Cena, but I like John Moxley as well.
Who's the insect guy? I can't think of his name right now.
It was just Sting. Or his name wasn't Sting, it was Stun.
Yeah, Stun.
It was Stun, the Beatle.
Stun would be Bobby Lashley.
Yeah. Alright. No persona, no personality at all, just a monster.
Pretty much what he was.
Yeah.
Who was like the alien looking dude?
The Chimera? Zion?
Yeah.
Zion the Chimera? Oh well, the Chimera was at Zion was the unborn, I think it was called the Unborn. But he was like, he literally looked like kind of like a praying mantis death machine. He was badass.
Naito.
All right. That makes sense.
The white suit.
Yep. All right. Gato, the lion. Gato. It was Gato.
Gato, yeah. Gato. He was, yeah, lion, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably Roman Reigns.
Yeah. He was the big dog, but he'll be the big cat in Bloody Roar. Well, you got to go with your favorite then.
Sheena,
the leopard.
It's definitely Rhea Ripley.
I like that. Like that a lot.
Bakaru.
Bakaru the Mole?
Yes. I'm going to go with Kushida.
Ooh, that's a really good one. That's a good one.
What was Bakaru's dad's name?
I can't.
The Iron Mole.
He was the Iron Mole. He was just basically a mech'd out version of the Mole and better. Oh, what was his name? Was it, that was like, I want to say Kairoga, but that's Pokemon. It was something with a K.
I'm going with Murder Grandpa.
Ah, Minoru Suzuki. Yeah. Like it. Makes sense. Like that one a lot. Cool. Did a lot of Japanese wrestlers for this, Diesel.
I mean, they were Japanese characters.
They were Japanese characters in the game.
Not trying to be racist, but it's kind of... who else we got here?
Let's see. Oh, you didn't do Jenny the Bat.
Jenny the Bat would be Bailey.
Bailey? All right. That makes sense. I'd go Sasha Banks, actually.
She's too short.
Yeah, but but she was very fancy. So that's why I think of the boss character.
Maybe. Stay with Bailey, though.
All right.
Who's the elephant? What was the elephant's name?
I cannot think of the elephant's name. I've been trying to think of it this whole time, and I cannot think of the elephant's name.
It's Otis.
Otis, yeah. Otis would definitely be the elephant. I think we did most of the characters.
Who was the penguin?
Oh man, the Penguin, that was only in the one game, and like that was the one we did played the least.
Marco Stunt.
Marco Stunt is the Penguin. That makes sense.
Uranus.
Uranus, the bitch. Yeah. She was the final boss of the game and a dirty cheat.
Charlotte.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh yeah. And named enough characters.
Yeah, I think you did. I think you did most of the game. All right, on that note, let us thank the magnificent Matt Willis, who was at The Matt Attack UK on Twitter. And of course, you can check out all of his wonderful podcasts on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. There's a whole bunch of them. Listen to the Visionaries Wrestling Network. You'll probably catch a podcast from Matt. But that will wrap up the Mystery Brainbuster of the week for episode 141. As always, we thank all of you amazing high flyers for sending your questions in. Please keep sending your questions in. Get me up on Twitter at ViewFromTopRope. Get Diesel on Twitter at
Diesel_VFTR. I almost just repeated your Twitter handle. That's why I paused.
I wondered what happened right there.
I was just in autopilot right there, and I almost just repeated what you just said.
Okay, or you can just respond to the wonderful Twitter posts I put out each and every week asking for your questions. You will be featured. We'll answer your questions. Ask about anything and everything. Tell your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your enemies, and anyone else who will listen to you to send their questions in so we can keep reaching more and more high flyers. It's time now, though, for us to move on to our final segment. And as always, that song means it's time for final thoughts. And Diesel, I'm sure you got a whole mess of them this week for us.
I do have a whole mess of them because I'm going on vacation. I'll be gone for 9 days, 8 nights. And, gonna do a lot of things. I'm gonna travel the good old USA during the coronavirus. And which really, really pisses me off because we've been planning this trip for like 5 months. So, of course, this is what's going to happen. Like, I swear to God, if things start closing and, like, events that we're planning on going to get canceled, there will be blood on my hands. And it won't be my own. We'll murder everybody with coronavirus. So, like, now you have a reason to die. But,
damn.
Hitting up St. Louis this weekend. Gonna go see a St. Louis Blues game. Gonna go up to the Arch. We're going to this museum that is an underground St. Louis. That sounds really cool because the further you get into it, the more underground you go. So I'm really interested in this. Then going to Arkansas. Gonna cheech it up with Cheech Marin.
Heyo.
Danny Trejo's gonna be there too.
Really?
Yeah. He is the parade starter, and Cheech Marin is the parade, master. So, yeah. So, weird. Yeah, we're going to a parade, a St. Patty's Day parade in Arkansas, because it's the world's shortest St. Patty's Day parade. It's
only a parade quarter, suck.
It's only a quarter mile long road. The Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders are going to be there as well, and we're going to see Booze Traveler.
Huh.
And we're going to see Foghat. So. Yeah.
Foghorn, Leghorn.
So, slow ride, Chad.
I know. I just like Foghorn, Leghorn.
Take it easy.
He's a great cartoon character from the Looney Tunes.
Then we're going to hit up Tennessee. We're going to spend a night in Memphis. Hang out on Beale Street. Get some famous Memphis barbecue. We're going to be in Nashville. We're going to tour the Grand Ole Opry. We're going to the Johnny Cash Museum. We're doing a whole bunch of cool stuff in Nashville. I can't remember it all. But we did already buy a lot of our, like tours and stuff like that. So, like, we went out the way in lines. And so, hopefully, things don't close. And if they do, hopefully, we get refunds.
You'll get refunds for sure.
And it's just fart. It smells horrible.
Yeah.
And then we're going to end our trip 2 weekends from now in Louisville, Kentucky, and we're going to tour the Louisville Slugger Bat Factory, where you can see all these bats, and there's a batting cage at the end where you can hit with, like, replicas of all the greats' bats.
Which is very awesome.
Yes, I'm pretty excited about this entire trip. I've never done anything like this before. I'm going to spend like over 30 hours in the car, so that should be reason to murder each other. But
yeah, hopefully they both come back alive from this trip. Yeah,
but I mean, we're definitely going to need a lot of good food. This trip is way more expensive than we originally planned, but that's always what happens.
Yep.
And especially when we decide to stay at a bed and breakfast in Louisville, because why the hell not? It's at a mansion that was built in the 1860s, so I mean, that's pretty cool. So it's going to be haunted, hopefully.
Hopefully. Find yourself some goats.
And, yeah, so I'm really, really excited for this. So it means I will not be here next week.
Yeah, you're missing your first podcast in over a year?
Two. Yeah, I've missed a podcast
since the first year.
2017.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while. It's almost been 2.5 years.
Damn.
Yeah, but I'll be back in 2 weeks to carry on the shenanigans, but Chad has something fun planned for y'all.
I do.
Getting my southern accent ready, y'all.
If you come back with a southern accent, I'm kicking you off the podcast. Yeah. Oh, okay, time for my final thoughts, though. As Diesel stated, next week he won't be here. I do have a plan for next week's episode. Make sure, High Flyers, to be checking your DMs. Because I got things to send in there. I'm sliding right in there. As for other things that I got going on, it is ICW Milwaukee this Sunday. Quest for the Gold. Sierra is making her return to the world-famous La Pica Lounge number 3. It is at 4 o'clock. Make sure you're there. All tickets are $15. Hell of a deal. Be a great time. Besides that, I don't got a lot else going on this week or weekend. Just recovering from falling down my stairs again. Because I'm a moron. And I think I just want to wrap the show up. So, Diesel, let's do some social media stuff so we can get on out of here.
Follow me on Twitter at Diesel_VFTR. You can follow Chad on Twitter at View From Top Rope. You can follow the show on Twitter at View From Top Rope as well, because that's where it's at. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram by searching View From The Top Rope Official. We're at View From The Top Rope on YouTube. Of you from top rope
again
at gmail.com is our email address. So many. You can send us a tweet to our Twitter account for Visionaries Wrestling Network, which is at VizWrestlingNet. Follow us on Facebook at Visionaries Wrestling Network. Send your podcast to Visionaries Wrestling Network at gmail.com. And he won't be at it next week, but the week after that, he'll be first on the queue. Also, you'll be able to hear your podcasts on apps such as Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Podknife, Podable, and so many more wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's always good when you laugh at your own jokes, Diesel. And then he just screws you up completely while you're trying to finish out the show.
You do it all the time.
Constantly. That's why I said it's always the best.
Okay.
You thought I was being mean, which I was, but then you called me out for doing the exact same thing. So I switched my tune.
You're the one who said you were cool.
I am cool. I'm so ill, man. I am so totally ill. All right. But on that note, let's wrap this wonderful show up. As always, we thank you for tuning in to this one wonderful mess of fun and frivolity we call a podcast. I have been Chad. He has been Diesel. Zeus has been hanging out here with us in his treehouse. Make sure you're like, commenting, sharing, subscribing. Make sure to tune in next week. But as always, remember to climb up high and enjoy the view from the top rope.